Welcome to Once I Watched Disney, a series on Diz, Flicks, and Tidbits, where, well, things are going to get a little bit cringy for the month of October. I'm changing Once I Watched Disney slightly for a month-long fun movie discussion based on a little idea that was created in the last episode, a little idea called Disney Minus. And speaking of that last episode, I have a return guest that basically came up with Disney Minus, Zach Hilton.
Hey, this was a team effort, okay? This was just you and me just living on the edge of the world with some toads and Ichabods to figure out this beautiful baby.
You came up with the name, and I'm just hosting the podcast where we just trash on things.
You know what? That's okay, because you know what? Disney can take it. They have so many good things out there. It's okay if they have a few missteps and we get to have some fun with it.
Yeah, because Disney can't just land gold all the time. It's not possible. Nobody's perfect.
Nope. Not at all. And we're going to prove that tonight.
Yes. So, for the month of October, Once I Watched Disney is delving into the bad movies, the cringy movies, the highly criticized, the forgotten, the ignored, the so bad they're good. Well, you get the idea. I have quite a handful of guests signed up for some of these movies that I've listed off. And boy, did I get a lot of flack for naming some of these movies. I'm sorry to you guys that got mad.
I don't understand how you can get upset. I mean, I get nostalgia and everything, but you should be grown up enough to be like, hey, you don't like it. I get that, but hey, that's the internet for you. Come at me. See, I'm telling you, these people are going to hate me by the end of this.
This is Zach Hilton from the Haunters podcast, by the way.
Yeah, come at me at Haunters Pod. But if you really want to hate me, go to @wonderful_radio.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the one who he's telling me to say all this.
So, just to clarify, I don't think these are bad or cringy or highly criticized. They are highly criticized. I'm only speaking from opinion. Some of them is mine. Some of it's Zach's. The critics, or the majority of voices that we hear about the Disney movie forums and all that. So you might love these movies that we discuss on here, but it could have been found on the bottom of "This is the worst Disney movie of all time." You know?
Yeah.
That's what we're getting into with this series, is finding out why they're bad, finding out why they're cringy. Some of them I haven't even seen. So,
That's a funny mention right there, because I've never seen this until 2 p.m. today, when I was like, okay, I want to go in as fresh as I can to this recording. So I'm going to watch it the day of. And as you know, I went to Disney World for the first time, and I got to ride the Haunted Mansion for the very first time ever in my lifetime. And it was a magical, so haunting experience that I absolutely loved it, that it kind of made me want to watch this movie. I was like, you know, I never paid attention to it when it first came out in, what, like 2005, I think is the date for this movie. 2003. So I didn't even watch it back then. And I'm a big Eddie Murphy guy, and this didn't even win me over for that. But yeah, I tried to come into this so amped because of the ride. And we'll get into what it does to me.
See, that's weird, because you kind of like, I got like this hesitation from you when you pick this movie. So you already know the reputation behind this movie, right?
Well, yeah. And that's the unfair quality. Like, it's unfair for me to already know the IMDb score is only a 5. It's like a 12 to 14 on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, I do my research before going in so I can like get my expectations to a certain level, but I'm also the kind of guy that likes Batman v Superman, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to expect from this.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, just like Zach said, like this has a really bad reputation. That's why this was kind of number one on my list of cringe watch or cringe worthy movies. And I was kind of surprised you picked this one, but now I understand because Haunted Mansion is your favorite ride. And yeah. So,
well, I mean, like, you know, I'm a horror guy, so I went to, you know, I wanted to revisit Ichabod with you earlier, and this was actually the other choice I was willing to do, but this is a perfect place to put this movie because, boy, oh boy, what a ride.
Oh, yeah. This is just...
Horrible? Yes. Continue.
Well, let's just dive in. All right. So, like I said, we're going to figure out why this was cringy, why it was bad. We've already watched the movie, and we're just going to discuss and probably go on a few tangents here and there about why we thought the movie was so bad.
You are cordially invited to the historic Gracie Manor, where there's room for the whole family.
Hello? Is anybody here? We're the Evers from Evers and Evers Real Estate.
Master Gracie wishes to discuss his affairs over dinner.
This house has a bit of history to it. And this history haunts these walls.
I don't think it's a good idea to put that information in the listing. People love bathrooms. We should play up the whole toilet angle. I think that'd be best.
From Walt Disney Pictures.
What happened here, Mr. Gracie?
Do you believe in ghosts?
No clue from the past.
She looks like Mom.
That's interesting.
No message from the future.
I am Madame Leota, seer of all.
Wow, that's great. What is that?
Can prepare you for an adventure.
Find the key that must be found.
That was easy.
From the beyond.
Hey! I'd really rather stay on the ground. Can I stay on the ground, please?
Oh!
This is no time to panic. Don't panic!
When will be a good time to?
Now stop panicking!
Get ready.
Hold on!
With what?
For the ride. Ah! Of your afterlife.
You'll kill us all!
Some of us are already dead!
Eddie Murphy.
Dark spirits from the grave come forth.
Don't you make no dark spirits come out while I'm sitting there. Wait till I leave before the dark spirits come out.
The Haunted Mansion.
You know, if you don't mind, I would like to start with the first thing that really upsets me about this movie.
Okay.
And his name is Rob Minkoff, who is the director of The Lion King, the original. Really? So,
Oh my God. How
does a person who is a director of such a Disney classic do this as a, like, follow-up? Because, I mean, that movie must have taken him so long. And I know he's directed things like Stuart Little 2 and other family classics. But what's kind of heartbreaking to me is that he is not a horror kind of vibe director. Like, there's a movie that came out back in the day, around the same kind of time. Do you remember Monster House?
It sounds familiar.
It's an animated movie about some kids going into a house that was coming to life to eat them, kind of deal.
But was it claymation?
I don't think it was claymation. I think it was like not Disney 3D effects. But it was directed by Robert Zemeckis, who directed The Frighteners back in the 90s. And he did Back to the Future. But The Frighteners was a good horror movie. And Monster House is kind of in the same vibe. And that's what kind of gets me about this. The first sin of this movie is the fact that they didn't have a kind of on that level, a Tim Burton-esque guy direct this film, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest flaw there. Before we get into bigger things, let's just get all the schematics out of the way, like what this movie is for those who don't know. It's called The Haunted Mansion. It came out on November 26, 2003, which is a puzzler. Why they would do it after Halloween is a big thing. It is PG, which we'll get into that later. Why I'm surprised by that. And it's an hour and 39 minutes, which was too long, honestly, because we'll get into that.
We're going to get into a lot.
So it stars Eddie Murphy as Jim Evers, Marsha Thompson. It has Nathaniel Parker in it, Terrence Stamp, Jennifer Tilly, and Wallace Shawn.
Yes.
All great. It sounds like a great cast.
The cast is pretty top notch. I mean, Terrence Stamp is a very creepy dude who kind of fits in this movie for the story they're telling. But I don't know if it's the correct story that you want to tell. I mean, Eddie Murphy was an idol of mine from the 80s to 90s. And, you know, he's one of those guys that you are always rooting for. Like, you hope he picks a good project, but then he picks things like this or Pluto Nash, and you're like, just stop.
Yeah.
And so, like, it sucks coming into one of these films where you want to like him. But honestly, for a comedian, he was not funny at all in this movie.
Oh, it was very forced. It was very strange. Like, in the beginning, it was like, okay, you're getting me into the story. And then I found myself, like, halfway through paying attention to other things. Like, I don't know, my coffee table book that just looked really intriguing all of a sudden.
So right.
It just, I don't know what the problem was. It wasn't like the acting was bad. None of the acting was bad or cringy. It just didn't capture my attention.
Yeah. Well, at the very beginning, I was down because they gave you the announcer voice right before their credits. And I was like, okay, so we're mentioning the ride. I dig that. And you get through all the credits. And then I swear to God, it was like 15 minutes with Eddie Murphy selling houses. And I was just like, okay, I get it. He's going to end up selling the Haunted Mansion. But like, did we really need to do this much time of prep of the kid, like his son being scared of things, the daughter not caring, and like the wife being so upset that he works too much and such? I don't know. I felt like maybe this is what a big problem of the movie is that it feels like every other movie you can think of in this movie. Like, there, every plot point in this movie has been done better somewhere else.
Yeah, I kept on thinking, like, I wrote down in my notes, like, it's a Hocus Pocus Casper type of vibe going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they took elements from different movies. Like, okay, so let's rewind a bit. The reason why Haunted Mansion was made was because they had a big hit with Pirates of the Caribbean. And when I looked up the date of Pirates of the Caribbean, because I couldn't remember, it only came out in June. So how did they
same
think
year.
That they, the same year. So how did they think that they already had a hit on their hands when this movie was already wrapping up with, and probably going through editing and slow post-production?
I mean, had to push this out. I can't tell you, like, who filmed first, because, I mean, a summer blockbuster with special effects takes so long to make. And to be quite honest, Disney put a lot of money in that Pirates of the Caribbean movie, where you look at this movie and it felt kind of like rushed on his on its effects. Like, some of it worked. Some of the ghosts work. Madam's, like, bulb head worked, whatever. But what is wild is that they were coming out in the same year, but I don't know if Disney necessarily thought either of them were going to be successful, because, like, I want to say the Country Bears came out a year or two before this.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, I think that came out in like 2001. And that didn't do anything at all. So it was almost like, okay, let's make our rides into movies. And we're just throwing it out there. Because I remember hearing Johnny Depp dailies, like, the executive producers were freaking out. They were like, I don't even know what he's making. Like, what is happening? So I think really what it came down to is that they lucked out with that first Pirates of the Caribbean movie and probably took the money from that and pushed mass marketing on Haunted Mansion. And granted, it was after Halloween, but to them, they're like, hey, from the studio that brought you Pirates of the Caribbean just 6 months ago, 7 months ago, don't you want to see this one too? Wink, wink.
Yeah, I get that.
But I don't necessarily think that they knew what they were getting. I think they just wanted to make theme park movies just to keep the longevity of the rides going. And for Pirates, it works, because Pirates is even adapted putting Jack Sparrow in the ride, where I'm not seeing Eddie Murphy in the Haunted Mansion.
No. Well, the problem is that even though Pirates kind of made a hit by creating this whole story that really has nothing to do with the ride, but it can be intermingled with the ride because the ride is so vague. With this movie, there are three different mansions that are kind of have the same level of scare factor that they have, and then you have Shanghai's with I can't even remember. Scratch that. But anyway, so there's these three main ones. There's the Disneyland Paris, which is freaking creepy beyond control. Go down into hell and everything.
Wow.
In that one. Yeah. Then you have the original OG in Disneyland, where it's in the Louisiana Bayou. And then you have the one in Magic Kingdom, which takes place in what is it? It's Liberty Square, like in that era. So this movie is based off of the Louisiana New Orleans one, right, in the bayou. And it hints to that. Now, when I was looking at the IMBD about it, it was said it was based off the Disneyland Paris storyline, but it's not. It's not at all. All these storylines have, like, different... Well, Magic Kingdom and Disneyland's is the same.
Yeah.
Even though the exteriors are different. Disneyland Paris's story connects with the Big Thunder Mountain ride. And it's this big, long lore story that fits together, while ours is very vague.
Right.
Walt Disney had a problem trying to put this ride together because he couldn't decide if he wanted scary or goofy, and he combined them both. There's really no story to it, so they made up this story that really doesn't have any oomph behind it. It does not make sense to me anyway. And
well, I mean,
when you create a new story like that when there's already like a storyline, like
I think I agree with what you're coming with, is like, I don't understand why you already have such a, and like you said, it's vague, but you could play off it, but we're concentrating on people that have nothing to do with the ride, and it's not going to pay off to any ride people. It almost feels like someone wrote a story and said, oh, we could actually name some of these ghosts after the Haunted Mansion ghosts. You just want to pay for the name?
But yeah, I get what you're saying. Is like they're trying to like the butler played by Wallace Shawn is called Ezra, and Ezra is actually one of the hitchhiking ghosts. Like, why right. change the people, you know, and change the characters to fit your story when the whole point was...
I didn't understand why, because that's what got me, is that you gave me a couple of the ghosts that are mentioned in the ride, but at the same time, you've changed their origins or who they are, and I don't necessarily think that's a good idea. I mean, the things I did like about the movie, I did like that I got to see the head singing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was nice. I did like seeing the ballroom ghosts dancing. I like that there's little subtle like things that are mentioned from the ride, but the sad part is all those things could have been so much more. Like, I think Not you said it earlier, like, and Casper has already been done, but I think it would have been a probably better movie if it was just about maybe a couple of people found this place and they're just living the stories that we already know.
Yeah, like with our U.S. Haunted Mansions, we have the story of Constance, who has... So, like, she's the Black Widow, basically. Like, she kills off her husbands in the attic. And why not go with that? Like, every single part of the house has something wrong with it, and they encounter it. Why not go that route rather than trying to push your own characters into a story as vague as it is? Good, you know?
Yeah, it's convoluted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have worked with a lot of things. Like, there's the Hatbox Ghost from Disneyland. There's, like, you could have done so much more with Madame Leota. Even though what they did with her, I think Jennifer Tilly as Madame Leota was great.
Yes, I do think if you want to get a named actress who's actually very popular with the Chucky movies in horror in general, like, yes, she does work as that character. But I don't know, the family, the Eddie Murphy family, just takes so much of the movie. And I definitely don't like the whole the wife is the dead ghost thing. I am over that kind of logic so much.
Yeah.
Like,
it just makes you want to roll your eyes. Like, really? That's what you picked?
Right. Like, that's the storyline we're going with. And that's what, like, threw me off. I just don't... I don't like that Terrence Stamp's character called. It was like, hey, come by this house. Oh, I found her. I found her. Don't worry. This is her. This is your lady. And then why did he even kill her? Like, truly, why did he kill her? Like, what's... I'm coming up with he was in love with the master. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you mean Ramsley?
Yeah, Ramsley. I think ultimately, if they would have had the goal to actually be like he was in love with him, that would have been a better... Because there was no reason why he would have not been happy for him being with her.
So I think I figured it out. This is the second time I've ever watched it.
I'm sorry.
I know. Hey, I put myself in this position.
True.
But I didn't figure it out last time. I was very confused why he did it too. But think about how the wife looks. It was about class and it was about race.
Oh, yeah, very true. You bring up a solid point there. Yeah. Because that didn't even pop in my head about that being the reason, but that would have totally been a big no-no back then, I guess.
Yeah, and just like, it's very thinly veiled, but when you think about it, it's like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And as disgusting as that is, but it kind of... Yeah. The hatred behind why he did everything.
Right. You know, right, and I guess maybe that's like, you know, Disney didn't want to go too much into that, so they didn't really bring that up, but like, I guess you should have kind of labeled it a little bit more, so like, my first viewing, I didn't catch that. I don't get why you would have hated her, because she was a good-looking lady, he's a good-looking man, let these two beautiful people be together.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like a little hint because like Master Gracie keeps on asking, why did you kill her? Why? And like, he doesn't really answer it, but he's like, you know why. And did you really just say that?
Holy crap. That's the best. Oh, goodness. Disney Minus hitting it off strong.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of other positives about the movie because I don't want to sit here and wreck it because I know my, you know, good friend of our show who listens all the time, Haunters, Mark Andrews, likes this movie. And it doesn't, after I got done watching it, if someone told me they liked the movie, I'm not going to hate them for it because I don't think it's one of those movies that are like, are you kidding me? It's more like one of those movies that's like, this is bland. I don't hate that you like it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's not bad, but it's not good type of movie. I mean,
no.
Yeah. So
well, like you said, there's a lot of good actors in it. It's just
good acting. It's just the story fails.
Yeah, the story and the, like, I feel like the direction failed it. I think it's during a time where Eddie Murphy is just strictly going off of his own name. And that to me isn't enough because, you know, he just got done with the Nutty Professor movies, which relaunched him back into like pop culture referencing. But like doing this, man, this one hurt me.
Yeah, I wasn't like it. This didn't hurt me. I thought it was okay, but like I said, it lost my attention halfway through because you already knew what was gonna happen. You're like, oh yeah. Plus, I've already seen it before, so I knew what was gonna happen. I was just looking at the things that I missed, and the positives for me were the tiebacks to either Disneyland or the ride itself, because there was a lot, like in the beginning, what I didn't notice before, you know how he goes to a couple to sign papers and he's in like that tiki area?
That's
a play on Trader Sam's bar at both the parks.
You know, I really did think, I was like, for some reason, I think this is referencing something I don't get, because you know, I'm not the biggest Disney guy, but it did feel like we're in this location for a good reason, and I don't know why. So thank you for telling me that.
Yeah. let's see, when Ramsley first makes an appearance, it's the Haunted Mansion theme song being slowed down.
That's nice.
Eddie Murphy, when he's like looking around the house and he has that candle opera that we see down the hallway that's moving by itself. Plus the hallway where the pictures change.
Yeah.
That was a light, nice nod.
Nod to the ride, yeah.
Yes. The same bust heads were my favorite part of the whole movie. Bring pretty ghosts, come out to socialize. When the cryptos creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Guys, excuse me, sorry to bother you. I was wondering if you wanted to know where the mausoleum was. Down by the old mill stream where I first met.
I think they said it was an old oak. That's what they said. It's by the lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're seeing the bust head singing and even bringing them back at the end strapped to the top of the car to sing, I thought were pretty great.
Yeah, and a fun fact, when I looked that up, it was actual Dapper Dan's from the park singing.
Oh, that's fantastic. See, like, why are they doing things that are, like, smart? They're doing things that respect the ride, and then the whole movie itself is just oh my god. Now we're going to talk about the worst part of the movie then. So the credits roll. Okay,
oh my god, that was my number one too.
Not
I
only
was like, I just stared at my screen like, is this really happening? Did people in a theater listen to this?
That's what got me. I was like, okay. So, credits rolling. First, it starts off a little creepy, and then the People's Court theme plays as the beat, and all of a sudden, this rap song comes on, and I start losing my mind. I literally got out of my seat, started pacing, and said, what am I watching? Is there a music video to this? Who paid for this to be in this movie?
So for those listening at home or in your car, I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, yeah!
It is called Is You by Nelly, Jason Epstein, and A True. This is by far the worst part of the whole movie.
Oh, 100%. I mean, like, that's what the problem. The movie is so mediocre. Like, just watching, it's fine. You'll get through it. But once that credit song rolls, holy moly, I would have just stood up and, like, threw my popcorn and left and say I'm done.
I can't believe they did that.
Like, it has nothing to do with the Haunted Mansion. How did you not remake? Like, if you're going to put a rap song of some sort in this movie, how did you not remake the Grim Grinning Ghost song with just, like, rap lyrics?
I don't know.
Oh man. I'm so glad that's your number one too, because that blew me away. Like, almost to the point I want to write a letter to Disney saying, how dare you?
Yeah. How dare you? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was my number one. The second one was me realizing that the butler killed, or why the butler killed the wife in the first place.
Because he was a screaming racist?
Yes. and I think I don't have a number three because everything else is just blah.
Right.
But yeah, those
I mean, my number one is totally the rap song. Is it was it called Is You?
Is You. I-Z-U.
Is You. No, I is not. But that's my number one. Number two is Eddie Murphy, because of how, like, connected I am to his filmography, and this is now there with it in my eyes. And number three, I gotta give it to the director, because, like, the writer wrote some good movies. Like, in the same year, he wrote Elf. So I can't, like, he's churning out movies left and right. Not all of, like you said earlier about Disney, not all of them are going to be bangers. But, in the same year, we get Elf, and this is kind of wild. In the same month, really. Yeah, I just, those are my three. The director should, like, be ashamed of himself for taking this on. And, like, as punishment, we're going to make John Favreau direct your movie again. We're not even going to give you credit, buddy.
Oh, man. So, do you have a top three that you liked? Top three parts or people or whatever?
I would actually say three parts that I liked. I mean, other than being a screaming racist character, Terrence Stamp was pretty great in that, like, the butler role of being a creepy ghost. Like, he's creepy in everything he wants to be creepy in. So I love him as General Zod. So good on him. I would also say, like you, I loved seeing the statues come to life. And you know what? I'll give it to Tilly as well. Like, seeing her play that character. I mean, I know they did goofy things, like put her in the seat with the seatbelt, whatever. Hold on. With what? Like, okay, I get it. There's no need to just dig in deep there, but okay. But those are my three likes. Okay. All right, y'all.
I know. Yeah, the favorite were my my three favorite were the singing bus. Yeah. Especially when I found out that Dapper Dans were singing that.
Yeah.
Let's see, Madame Leota as with Jennifer Tilly. That was amazing too. Yeah. It just all the nods to the original ride. That's what made it. But everything else, it was just like,
By any chance, did you also stay to the very end of the credits?
Oh no, I shut it right off.
Okay, that's smart play. But I let it play. But it's not an end credit scene, but at the very end, it's Jennifer Tilly being like, "Stick around for your death certificate."
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like they actually kind of ended the movie how the ride ended. And like you said, with the nods, they got those things right. Respecting the actual ride referencing is so good in this movie, but the movie itself they gave you is just such the blandest taste. Like, you could watch this a million times, and I swear to God, you, without looking it up, you can't tell me four of the main family members' names.
I can.
No, you can't. The people out there will not, though.
Oh. Well, it's just like Eddie Murphy's character just kind of like bangs it into your head that they're the Evers Nevers because they want to make your happily and whatever.
And that's
Evers and Evers.
And you know what? That's cool. You've seen it twice. You've done your research. You get it. I didn't know that. I've been calling him Eddie Murphy the whole time. I'll be honest. I thought it was Eddie Murphy. I thought his movie career has gone down, so he became a realtor, and he's just living that life, baby.
Yeah. So,
sorry. Tangents. Tangents
no,
are back.
It's okay. Tangents are welcome. I did find some interesting tidbits about this movie that could have made it better. I don't know. So Don Knotts was going to be in it.
Don Knotts?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was going to be the graveyard keeper with the bulldog.
Okay. That's rad.
I can see that.
I would have been down with that.
Let's see. The part of Ramsey was going to be played by Anthony Hopkins.
Okay, but I kind of like who we got.
Yeah, me too.
Like, he almost, especially with, like, marrying Eddie Murphy's wife, like, I don't think that would have fit.
I think you're getting confused.
Oh.
Master Gracie was the, Ramsley's the butler.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's fine, but Terrence Stamp is better.
Yeah,
you're right. My bad.
Let's see. There was like a couple hidden Mickeys here and there that it just like meh. But
okay. Well, I mean, cool that they did that.
The tarot cards in the beginning actually have a purpose.
Okay.
The lovers, death, the three swords, the card of betrayal just plays the plot of the movie.
Oh, and wasn't one card the eject button?
I don't remember.
Oh, see, I thought it was a warning.
Oh, okay. It could have been.
My bad.
But yeah. That was it for, like, whatever.
I feel bad because I feel like, you know, we picked a very, like, It's on the, like, it's on that line of, like, bad and enjoyment bad, where we're walking that line of just, like, no one cares. There's not enough defenders of it, and there's not enough, like, people against it. I think this movie failed at the box office. I think this film failed in, like, you know, DVD Blu-ray sales. I know they were shocked when they look at their system next month and it says someone rented this for $2.99 on Amazon, and that's going to be me. So they're going to be shocked about that. But
so, like, let's look at those numbers. Like, they actually did well at the box office, believe it or
not.
No,
they didn't. No, they didn't.
Okay, so the budget was 90 mil.
Okay.
And overall, yeah, right? the overall was 182.
It made 182?
Mm-hmm. It didn't bomb.
No, that's probably not a bomb. That's like, if it cost 90 and it made 182, it made its money back and a profit.
Yeah. I mean, what? It bombed in Disney standards, but probably because it was hyped so much, because Haunted Mansion is a very beloved ride. I mean, I love it.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, if I would have ridden this ride back in the day and you told me this movie was coming out with or with no kids, I'm going to go see this movie because I want to support the ride. And that's what I feel is what happened.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't look at Blu-ray sales, but I'm pretty sure those probably bumped. But
I would imagine.
Yeah, it did really well. And it was, I think I read somewhere that it was ranked 7th and the most well done movie of 2003.
Wow.
Didn't bomb. It's just it has a bad reputation.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild. Because I'm just like, I've never heard anybody say, oh, I went to theater to see that movie.
Yeah, I didn't like, now, it in theater. But I rented it because I was curious.
Now I'm going to go on a mission and I'm going to film a new documentary finding all the people that paid to go see this movie in theater and to see if they're still okay. Because this is wild. You're blowing my mind right now.
So let's look at the critics ratings. So we talked about this before. Rotten Tomatoes scored it a 13%.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, yeah,
IMDb did a 5 out of 10.
Yep.
Metacritic, a 34 out of 100. And a cinema score rated at a B.
Okay, in fairness, though, I've seen cinema scores like a dog's tail get an A+. So I'm not, they don't get my reference because those are just judged by people that go to the movies and they're happy to be at the movies.
Oh, maybe I picked the wrong critique.
No. You have to choose cinema score because that is a very, like, what they do is on opening night weekend, they go and they literally grab people from the theater to see how they liked it. And so then they tally up all the scores at the end. But no offense, like I just said, you got people that just got off of work. They're happy to be somewhere else. Like, cinema score is just people walking around like, yeah, I like that movie. Yeah, who cares what it was about? I can't tell you what it's about. So, but that's fine. The Rotten Tomatoes score. Was there an audience score for Rotten Tomatoes?
So, audience score was a 30%. Around 40%.
There it is. That's perfect. That seems fair to movie.
I just thought it was funny that it got a 13% from the critics because 13 is
unlucky. 13, yeah.
So I would be remiss if I did not mention this next thing. Did you ever hear about Disney doing a remake with Guillermo del Toro?
You know, I want to say that passed through my news feed once or twice, like a few years ago, but I haven't heard anything else about it. But I have seen like headlines with that once or twice in my lifetime.
Yeah. So this happened back in 2010. He said something that he wanted to do it. And now it's just kind of a rumor.
Yeah.
You know, it may or may not happen, but everybody's hoping for it because of how badly Haunted Mansion was.
I mean, honestly, like, if for my money, Gilmore is a fantastic director. I'm not quite sure how I feel about that. But, you know, I think I said something earlier and I was off and I can't. Oh, no, I'm going to be mad at myself if I said that. I want to say Gilmore did The Frighteners. So maybe that's what I was thinking. Yeah, Gilmore, he did the, I know I'm butchering his name, but you know, who am I? but whatever. But he directed The Frighteners. Robert Zemeckis produced The Frighteners, if I'm right. And so, like, that's why I was like, oh, Monster House could be good. But now that I'm seeing that he did Frighteners, he might be a better fit for that movie.
Yeah. And he went on record to say that it was going to be around the Hatbox Ghost, which is a legend from the original Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. And he would make it a lot more scary, no comedy whatsoever.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if Disney had the cojones.
He was aiming for PG-13 and to film it in live action 3D. But that was back in 2010.
So. Yeah, that's 2010. I could see it. I could see it. I could see him doing it PG-13 because he just came out with Scary Stories and that wasn't rated R, but that freaked a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down. I'm down. If they actually get around to doing it with him, I'm down.
Yeah, but it's a legend now. I mean, you can see people like on Diz Twitter calling for it every now and then because everybody wants a remake, obviously.
Who doesn't? I mean, if I go on Twitter one more time and hear that I need Snyder cut of Justice League, I'm going to hang myself. I'll be the 1,000th ghost in Haunted Mansion.
Oh, man.
But I don't know how you overall rank these movies. I don't know if you do a 1 to 10.
I don't either. I was thinking, like, I was going to discuss this with you. I was thinking, should we just do a cringe factor rating? Or
sure. I'm down with that. Cringe, like, ugh. 1 being the, like, yeah, and then 10 being the, eh? I'll give this movie a 4.
I would actually go lower. It's not that cringy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go like a 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's That's not fair that enough. Cringy. It's just like,
No. No, and like I said, it's you and me are at 3 and 4, so to combine our scores, we're at 3.5 with the movie. That seems legit.
Yeah. So, like, of course, like, future episodes of this will probably have something that is either scary or just has bad rap. So it's not all going to be a cringe factor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, not everything's cringy. We just prefer that this one not see the light of day again.
No, oh, no, there is absolutely no chance I'll ever watch this movie again. Like, yeah. I have no need or want.
Yeah, the only thing I would take from this is just more Dapper Dan.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%. More Dapper Dans in your stuff. Go for it.
That was the first of Disney Minus. Probably won't be called that from now.
We're sorry, folks. Oh yeah, you're going to get hit with the cease and desist soon enough, Cassie.
So this is Once I Watched a Disney cringe watching Oktoberfest. I don't know what I'm calling this anymore.
Brought to you by Bob Iger.
And I'm canceled.
Disney has their own cancel culture, and it's all former cartoons. It's great.
So we didn't like this movie, did you? And if you did, please let us know why you liked it. What were the best parts? Why do you think we should like it? Although that's stretching it a bit. Puns.
Do you need us to send for help? Are you okay?
So please let us know how you would rate this movie on a cringe factor 1 to 10, and provide your own special effect. We would love that.
Yes. Give us your sound effect.
I will share any of your comments on this episode to Twitter and in the next episode if you so choose. So.
Oh, good to know for the future. I can't wait to send you sound effects.
Oh, no. but yeah, that will be it for this episode. I'll try to get them out as fast as I can. I have a lot of them planned in the future, but that's it for now. I don't have an ending here. It'll probably be the knockers joke.
Oh, God, it is the knockers joke. Big knockers.
The tale is well ended for those who have passed. Love endures all, no reason, no rhyme. It lasts forever and forever, all time.
Mom, Leota won't shut up.
Are we there yet?
I'm getting pretty hungry.
Can we get some pizza?
How long before we get there, Sam?
20 minutes tops.
Nothing takes 20 minutes.
Hey, guys, keep it down!
She said, is you is or is you ain't?
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 Is you is or is you ain't? Is you is or is you ain't? She said, is you.
Hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate. If you decide to join us, make your final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.